creates unity in diversity. July 22. I beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Paul urges the Ephesians to preserve unity and love. Divisions in the church dishonor the religion of Christ before the world and give occasion to the enemies of truth to justify their course. A union of believers with Christ will as a natural result lead to a union with one another, which bond of union is the most enduring upon earth. We are one in Christ, as Christ is one with the Father. It is only by personal union with Christ, by communion with Him daily, hourly, that we can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness, all depend on our union with Christ and the degree of faith we exercise in Him. The Word and Spirit of Truth, dwelling in our hearts, will separate us from the world. The immutable principles of truth and love will bind heart to heart, and the strength of the union will be according to the measure of grace and truth enjoyed. The vine has many branches, but though all the branches are different, they do not quarrel. In diversity there is unity. All the branches obtain their nourishment from one source. This is an illustration of the unity that is to exist among Christ's followers. In their different lines of work they all have but one head. The same Spirit, in different ways, works through them. There is harmonious action, though the gifts differ. God calls for each one to do his appointed work according to the ability which has been given him. We have a character to maintain, but it is the character of Christ. Having the character of Christ, we can carry on the work of God together. The Christ in us will meet the Christ in our brethren, and the Holy Spirit will give that union of heart and action which testifies to the world that we are children of God. The world needs to see worked out before it the miracle that binds the hearts of God's people together in Christian love.